We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Mark, how important was it last night to keep the game close and to make Atlanta use their top relievers and to just use your bullpen the way you did?
Well, they've got a very deep bullpen, and it's pretty obvious they're going to use everybody, and there's a lot of different weapons for them there. But, you know, I'm sure they'll add a pitcher. Day is their 27th. They've got seven in the bullpen. They have good starting pitching. But, you know, I thought goes unnoticed that Trevor Williams, what a great outing he had for us to keep us in a position where we got some people that are rested for the doubleheader. I love the way our guys fought back and put some pressure on them and made them squirm a little bit. We got the tying run to the plate, down 8-0.
How different is it for you now as a manager to have the options that you have on the bench to allow you to make the moves you made for pinch hitting opportunities last night?
Yeah, I felt like the Rangers or the Islanders, a line change there. That's fun. It's good to have some people that, you know, it doesn't always work out on the field, but we know it puts a lot of pressure on the other team. That was what Billy and our front office were trying to do when they made some of these moves, was create more options and put more pressure on the pitching staff of the other team, which makes them use multiple people.
Joely Rodriguez has had his struggles this year, but a scoreless inning yesterday, had a couple of strikeouts. What did you notice that might have been any different about him?
Oh, he's attacking the strike zone. You know, he's got that delivery that's deceptive. It's why he's been successful in the past, but it's also one that can get out of sync, and you know, his strike leg and where he gets his arm consistently and gets his glove. It's a lot of mechanical things, but his last couple outings, he's had his timing down pretty good with it.
We've talked about this series and the importance of it and playing the Braves at this time of the year, but two games today, how does the energy get kind of extrapolated over the course of several hours or 18 innings when you are playing this kind of atmosphere?
Extrapolated sounds pretty painful. I hope we don't have any of that. It starts, you know, on a late night plane ride from Washington, and guys posting up the day before and getting out of here last night and doing your scheduling. The players knew last night before we went to bed who's playing. They got a pretty good idea who's playing the second game. There's so many things that go into these doubleheaders, knowing that it's probably going to be a week before you recover from them. So when someone says they're going to play at 10 o'clock at night when the weather clears, we're all in, because you pay a price for these doubleheaders. And, you know, fortunately we have some pitching depth with Pete and some things that the club's done to try to keep everybody healthy. And I hope we see the benefits of it.
It's not often that relievers pitch both ends of a doubleheader these days, but if that was something that you wanted from one of your pitchers tonight, how would you want them to stay prepared for that second game, and how would that kind of work for them to get up twice and come back in for a second opportunity in the same day?
Well, the key is not the dry humps where you get them up, set them down, get them up, set them down. They don't get into the games. You know, that's where kills relief pitchers, and that's something that we try very hard to do and on rare occasion have done. So if you were even contemplating that, you would make sure that you didn't have them up, down, up, down, up, down. You know, Trevor got up one time last night. I think every pitcher we had just only got up one time, and that's the key. If you're even thinking about using guys both games of a doubleheader, you'd have to make sure you weren't yo-yoing them back and forth.
The Braves have a strange under 500 record in day games. Is there anything to that, do you think, or is that just a coincidence?
Well, there probably was until we mentioned it. Now they'll score 15 runs, so I will keep that in mind. But they, everybody has a theorist about it. And then one year it's like, who saw Mark Canna hitting 300 off right-hand pitching this year? It's just, you know, that's why we get up in the morning. These are human beings. Things happen and a trend follows for a while, and sometimes there is no great reason.
All right, two games against Atlanta today. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.